It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club. The podcast you're looking for. This is... Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible. On the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Hi, this is Ashley Eckstein, voice of Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars The Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to Coffee with Kenobi with Dan Z and Corey Club. This is the podcast you're looking for.
Ahsoka Tano, one of the most beloved characters, and in our opinion, the strongest female character in the entire Star Wars saga. I don't think there's really any doubt about that. So we'll be respectful of your time and just hit right away. To you, what kind of impact has Ahsoka had on the Star Wars mythos?
Wow. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for that amazing introduction. And thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored by your kind words. So thank you.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Of course I'm biased, and I'm so proud of Ahsoka. I think she's been so well done and so well written, and I am just one person in an entire team of people that bring her to life. So I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish over the past few seasons. But again, I say I'm biased. However, you know, being here at Celebration and to see the fan response, to see the response, you know, after the season one finale on Star Wars Rebels online on social media, it really does hit me to understand that the impact that she has made on the Star Wars universe and the Star Wars mythos. And when I even see the kids and the girls and boys, and the impact that she's had on them, it does hit me when I realize, like, okay, she really has become a powerful character.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we got to sit on the Rebels panel you had done yesterday, and it was kind of a sneak peek on then season two, and we brought you guys kind of later out on the panel, and it was so exciting to see you and Dee Bradley Baker come out and
surprise.
reveal. You got that call, all right, to come back, so what was that experience like? And maybe without revealing too much, what can you say about the evolution of Ahsoka from seeing her leaving Clone Wars and then evolution into Rebels?
You know, a lot's changed since Clone Wars and now in Rebels, aside the fact that, you know, she's now in her early 30s. And, you know, I still don't know what she's been doing during that time.
The early 30s, isn't that amazing?
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I obviously was a little older than Ahsoka when I started the Clone Wars, but I feel like I've grown up with her. I mean, I was in my early 20s when I was cast as Ahsoka, and now I'm in my early 30s. I mean, Ahsoka and I are almost the same age, and even though she's in a galaxy far, far away, I actually feel like some of the same life experiences that she's had in the Clone Wars and now in Rebels, I've had similar experiences. And so it's an interesting time right now, because Dave just said, look, you're in your early 30s. He's like, you can bring a lot of your own self right now, your own experiences to the character. So she's changed a lot from the sense that, you know, she was like the Ezra in Clone Wars. She was the student. Like, she was the Padawan. And now she's more like the Obi-Wan, right, or the Yoda. So it took me a while at first. I actually had to change my performance, because when I first started to read Ahsoka, I went back to Clone Wars Ahsoka.
Sure.
And I was really snippy. I was a little like almost too energetic. And Dave is like, no, you're the leader now. You know, really visualize like Obi-Wan when you're reading this.
Very much. And having the good fortune to see the actual season two premiere last night was remarkable beyond words. And what you're saying is completely resonating, because when she is reacting to certain things that happen, and we are about as anti-spoiler as you can possibly get.
Okay.
And a lot of our listeners have not seen the season 2 premiere,
right.
But they will very soon. What is that like for you to be with an audience and to see the beautiful animation as well as your incredible acting? And you can feel what Ahsoka is feeling, especially at the end of what we saw last night.
Yeah, well, so what happened last night with, you know, while keeping it spoiler free, that was the first time I had seen the premiere. So I had not seen it yet at all. And when I recorded those lines, I didn't get the full script. I only got the pages that my dialogue was on. So, and I'm a very visual person too. So even though I see the lines, I need to see it. I need to visualize it to truly understand what's going on. And especially without the full script, I wasn't able to put it all into context. So as the episode was going on, I started piecing things together of what I had recorded. And I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know, figuring out the story. And I really got chills because I discovered it with the audience for the first time. And I mean, now I wish I could watch it on a big screen like that in full, like, and with an audience of a couple thousand people. It was incredible.
And that sound and the gasps and just, I mean, he didn't get to see it. So
yeah,
when you see the end and what happens towards the end of that episode, I really have goosebumps right now because phenomenal.
Thank you.
So you and your husband obviously are an inspiration to a lot of people. You drive fandom a lot. Both of you have been in unique fields, so you could reach out to a lot of interesting fans and different fandoms. How similar are your passions for the fandoms? How are both of they impact each other as fandoms, and how have you helped each other out as far as having impact and leaving legacies to separate genres?
You're just both so inspirational.
Oh gosh, you're so kind.
Baseball, and I told you Thursday when we met very briefly, I'm a Cubs fan.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. My wife is a Cardinal fan, so we have our mixed marriage.
Yeah,
right?
Oh goodness,
and
that's
so
tough.
Deanna loves the Cardinals. She loves your husband, and he was an inspiration. How he plays is how little kids should play, and how you are and how you treat us and everyone else and how you love Star Wars. You're both an inspiration as a couple. How do you make that work so beautifully?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you. You're so kind. You know, it goes back to our families and our parents. And, you know, both of us were taught, you know, at a young age, as far back as we can remember, the golden rule, you treat others as you want to be treated. And
Amen.
Nobody's better than anyone else.
Sure.
And if, you know, when I interact with someone, I think of them like myself and how would I want to be treated. And,
sure.
And, I mean, I think that's it. And it also, it helps that we both love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel like work. It feels like fun.
Yeah.
And we're fans too. I mean,
yeah.
I am a huge Star Wars fan. Aside from being the voice of Ahsoka, I am a fan of Ahsoka. I am a fan of Rebels and Clone Wars, and so I want to know what happens. And David's a true fan of baseball, and so when we talk about it, and it's exciting, and it's you know we have passion for it. It's because we're truly fans of it, and you know the golden rule: treat others as you want to
That's
be treated.
Right. We're both married.
Yeah,
our wives and this partnership and balance,
yep.
and we just really admire how you do that.
Speaking
Thank
of
you.
My wife, real quick, she is slowly becoming a Star Wars fan, and
oh,
so
cool.
we went on to her universe and got to research some of the stuff. So, in context of Celebration, what are some of the new items that you've debuted maybe at Celebration here are kind of been using through her universe?
Oh, well. Thank you. Thank you for your support. You know, one thing when we launched almost 5 years ago now, just as many of our supporters are men. And I think that's the biggest testament to really this fandom is, you know, people from the outside looking in, they say, you know, Star Wars is just for men and boys. But if you're actually a fan and on the inside, you actually come here and you see that it's universal. It's for everyone. The
right.
men are just as supportive of the women, and the women are just as supportive of the men. You know, especially Star Wars. I mean, it transcends gender. It's for everyone. So all the guys listening, and to yourself,
sure.
Thank you so much,
yeah.
Both of you, for
of
your
course.
Support. But we actually debuted a brand new fashion collection. Every single piece was brand new. here at Celebration, some dresses, a skirt, jewelry, cardigans. So the biggest surprise was that Kathleen Kennedy walked out on stage for Thursday's panel in our shirt, our lightsaber logo shirt. And I had no idea that she was going to wear it. I knew that she had bought the shirt, but it was, I thought she had bought it for dinner the night before. So when she walked out on stage in our shirt, literally I about fell over, and you know, our Twitter blew up. Everyone was sending me messages, and because I was on the show floor still setting up our booth, and luckily they were screening it on the big screen, on the show floor, so I got to go see it. But it was really a surreal moment, and so that shirt has been, you know, like the most popular shirt, and I'm now calling it the Kathleen Kennedy shirt.
I like that. Well, we know our time's almost up. We have five questions that we ask each of our guests, kind of a quick rapid-fire James Lipton style inside the Actors Studio.
Okay.
So, what is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Favorite Star Wars movie would be Empire Strikes Back. I mean, I love Han and Leia. That's where the girl finally gets her guy. I love you, I know. It's my favorite.
Classic. So, your favorite Star Wars character?
Hands down, R2-D2.
There you go. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Ahsoka.
Oh, well, I would be way too biased. Of course, Ahsoka is a dear favorite, but R2-D2 has been my childhood favorite character since I was 3.
You can't go wrong.
So, let's see.
Favorite line of dialogue or film moment?
Here's where the fun begins.
Perfect. If you collect, what is your favorite collectible that you own?
My favorite collectible that I own would be, and yes, I collect, would probably be Ahsoka's official lightsaber hilt, because I have the EFX one. They were so kind to give me one when they did the run. So that's probably my favorite collectible. A side kind of favorite thing is one time we were doing a press junket for Clone Wars at Big Rock in San Francisco on my birthday. And so I have an Ahsoka Tano action figure signed by the entire crew of Clone Wars, like Dave Filoni and everyone. So that's a prized possession.
Oh, my goodness. So what particular messages or themes about the Star Wars saga resonate or speak to you?
What speaks to me about Star Wars is Star Wars, to me, is a story of hope. It's a story of good overcoming evil. And, you know, who doesn't love that?
That's right.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, Ashley, thank you so very much for being on Coffee with Kenobi. Have a wonderful rest of Celebration. We look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Give the evacuation code signal.
Chewie, get us out of here!
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.